Cubs, Cardinals, Hawkeyes, West, City. It's a nice night for sports here in Eastern Iowa.
Not seeing much green at Coach's Corner tonight, but that's because that battle for the boot is at Bates Field on the east side of town. Otherwise, if this were a home game, you'd have a lot of Trojan green and maybe even some mean green fans making their way north from Denton for this one. We heard Seth Luttrell on the intro to the program. We'll actually hear a little bit more of the North Texas head coach later on in the program today. He had his news conference earlier this week, talked a lot about the Iowa Hawkeyes, a lot about Kirk Ferentz and his program, and probably boiled Iowa down into one sentence better than I think I've ever heard anybody else explain Iowa football before. You'll want to hear what Seth Luttrell has to say about the Hawkeyes. Trust me on that one. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can use it to text us. You can also give us a call. Kyle will put you through to us. You're going to need that number because coming up later on today, we've got our final $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Remember, they've got three locations throughout the Cedar Rapids area, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and their newest location in the Fountains off of Edgewood Road. $30 will go a long way, whatever you want to use it on. You can even put it toward a catering if you wanted to. They do that. You can check out what they've got to offer online. La Cantina, 319. Cubs taking on the Cardinals, as we mentioned, up 8-2 right now. But the Cardinals have the bases loaded because, of course, they do. Nothing comes easy for the Cubs in this series. It was a game earlier today that saw both members of the Cubs' starting battery ejected, John Lackey and Wilson Contreras, after they got in trouble for arguing some balls and strikes. Well, they were arguing strikes. The umpire called it a ball. And Wilson Contreras may be looking at spending a little bit of time on the bench. He slammed his mask on the ground. It inadvertently hit the home plate umpire, but Major League Baseball usually frowns on that. If the Cubs can wiggle off the hook here, they're going to put another game between themselves and the Redbirds. Of course, the Brewers are in action tonight as well. They've got the quote-unquote road series against the Miami Marlins. That's at Miller Park because of Hurricane Irma. The Brewers and Marlins shifting that series to the Brewers' home park. 319-366-1600. This is going to be a fun weekend of baseball, and we're going to talk more with Jack coming up at 5:30 and certainly Twins baseball with Phil Miller, but you got Cubs cards going on this weekend. You got great pennant races in the American League East and the National League Central. Everything else, for the most part, is all but decided, but you can also keep an eye on that wild card race. Byron Buxton walking it off last night for the Minnesota Twins. And oh, by the way, the Cleveland Indians won for the 22nd time last night. They did so in extra innings. Jay Bruce coming through with the walk-off single as the Indians continue to make history. So much baseball to get to, but I think people want to talk about football today, right?
I think so as well. Not National Football League action either, because we got another
God, what
Thursday
was that
night
abomination
clunker
last night?
I saw a tweet last night that I think sums what a lot of people feel like about college football and the NFL. It sums it all up. And it came from Pro Football Talk. Currently, college football is genuinely exciting far more often than pro football is. The NFL needs to be concerned about that. And I think a big part of that is Thursday night football. I just don't understand, and especially in this day and age of player safety and the NFL and Roger Goodell trying to ensure that they're, at least the appearance, that they're trying to change the game a little bit for the sake of their players, why these games happen on Thursday night. Because no matter who you put on Thursday night, it seems like week in and week out you're getting bad football, and last night was no exception.
Yeah, people are not watching the NFL because players are kneeling for the national anthem. People are not watching the NFL because it's not entertaining anymore.
Correct.
The NFL, we've discussed this, the NFL has taken a lot of the fun out of the game, and then you get games like last night, where that's a standalone game last night. Okay, I understand on Sunday afternoon there's a lot of NFL football that just absolutely sucks. But it gets covered up and buried by the games that people are actually interested in or the ones that are interesting to watch.
And the ones that are nationally televised usually.
Exactly. When you put something, a standalone product out there, you run the risk of having people look at that and form their perceptions on your product based on that. And it's the kickoff to the week. It's not exactly Monday Night Football. This is the first game. So this is what you launch your entire weekend of football. Your entire product is launched on Thursday Night Football, and the games just are not all that compelling.
Next week, they're on Thursday night. The Los Angeles Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. Everybody excited out
Bethard,
there?
Bethard! Bethard, baby! No?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Rams, Niners.
Thursday night football. The NFL, please, please, please do away with it.
Well, we don't want to talk about Thursday. We want to talk about Saturday afternoon football. Iowa and North Texas. Again, we'll get inside the matchup a little bit more later on, coming up with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and former Iowa wide receiver Andy Brodell. But this is a North Texas team that we spent a lot of time talking about this week because we have to. They're going to come north tomorrow. We had Brett Vito on yesterday from the Denton Record Chronicle. He covers North Texas, and the heat is not going to be a factor tomorrow for the Mean Green. What could be a factor is Iowa's defense and Iowa's offense. And the defense in particular, because they've been hearing this week about how North Texas has that air raid offense and they move the ball around and the depth is going to be tested. This is a defensive unit led by Josie Jewell that I think suffered a little bit of a black eye last week at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. And if they come out with the chip on their shoulder that I think they could, this could get ugly pretty quickly. And I know you, on the pick six, you talked about North Texas getting some garbage time touchdowns. And if we don't see the twos and threes tomorrow on Iowa's depth chart, then this game did not go the way that I think the Hawkeyes were probably hoping it would.
I agree, and I think that we will see the twos and threes somewhere in the fourth quarter of this game, and it will be, I think it'll be pretty critical for Iowa that we do, because this, it's going to be hot tomorrow. I'm not saying they're looking ahead to Penn State, but this is, at any sign of prosperity, a 3-4 touchdown lead for Iowa, it's going to be imperative that they get some, the starters, some rest before the showdown next week, next Saturday night against Penn State. So I think Iowa's going to be able to do a lot of things offensively, especially what we saw against Iowa State. North Texas defense is not good against the run or against the pass. I do think that North Texas will score some points, especially late like they did last week. But if you're an Iowa fan, you just hope that this team can get off to a fast start, get a 2-3 touchdown lead, and be able to coast in the second half for the sake of the outlook of this season and especially next week.
We've been reminding folks that are heading to the game tomorrow, but there are some changes to policies in place with regard to what you can and cannot bring into the stadium. They're going to allow folks to bring in as many sealed bottles of water as they can bring on their person. Remember, the key part there is sealed. They're also going to allow people to bring in an empty container to put water into to drink throughout the game. They're going to have discounted bottled water for a sale at the concession stands, and they're also going to have hydration stations at all four corners of the concourse tomorrow. So a tailgate, have fun tomorrow, but be safe and make sure that if you're not feeling very well and you hit one of those, they're also going to have a cool-down station, an increased capacity cool-down station for people who may suffer from the elements tomorrow. Don't have to worry about that at Jack Trice Stadium because the Cyclones are on the road. They're at Akron. You can hear that game on 1600 AM tomorrow with John Walters on the call. The Cyclone Band making the trip to Akron. We talked with Brent Bloom yesterday, and I am kicking myself because I got home last night and I didn't realize that it was Brent's birthday.
It was yesterday. Brent's birthday yesterday.
And we didn't get a chance to say happy birthday to Brent, so I'm going to say it now. happy birthday. He was
happy birthday,
ecstatic.
Brent.
I believe Brent is 33, and he was ecstatic that he was ID'd on his birthday last night. So very happy to see. It was a big Iowa State birthday day yesterday. Not only was it Brent Bloom's birthday, but Troy Davis as well, the only player in NCAA history to rush for 2,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. Never been done before, never been done since. He was fun to watch, wasn't he? 319-366-1600. We're at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Stop on down, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Got some great KGYM swag for you, including those pint glasses. You can fill them up at happy hour, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints, or you can have a $2 bottle of Budweiser because they're $2 all day, every day here at Coach's Corner. It's 421. We'll send it back for a quick break on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle's going to have momentarily for you your first big board update of the day. Love it or leave it, coming up at the bottom of this hour. Don't go anywhere. More on the way after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG 1930ES electric scissor lift, with more of what you need for every job. More duty cycles to keep you on the job longer. More versatility to work in a wide variety of environments with cleaner, quieter operation. And more features and productivity-enhancing tools. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
424, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming to you from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock tonight. High school football on the way, all three frequencies. Two different games. Iowa City High hosting Iowa City West for the Battle for the Boot. That's going to be coming your way on 106.3 FM. And on 107.5 FM and 1600 AM, you're going to get an inner city battle between Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Jefferson from Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash on the call there. The Hawkeyes, a 21.5-point favorite at home tomorrow over North Texas. Iowa State, a 9.5-point favorite on the road as they take on Akron. 319-366-1600. The St. Louis Cardinals down to their last out at Wrigley Field. Cubs leading 8-2. As a big day for Chris Bryant. He went 3-for-4 with a solo homer, couple singles, drove in two, and scored two runs. But the big story there, John Lackey and Wilson Contreras both ejected from the game, and Contreras possibly facing some disciplinary issues from MLB for throwing his mask on the ground and hitting the home plate umpire. What's your best guess here? Do you think Wilson Contreras is going to miss a game or two?
I think he'll miss a game or two. And that's I think this situation probably gave this team a lot of momentum, and it would have been a perfect situation had he not slammed his mask and hit the umpire. And Lackey probably won't face any disciplinary actions, but Wilson Contreras, I see what he's trying to do there. Just don't hurt your team by getting any more discipline than getting thrown out of the game today, because I do genuinely think it fired up the Cubs.
I have not been this happy to know that a player is going to be leaving the Cubs since Milton Bradley.
John Lackey.
He's a competitor. He's a red ass. I get it. It works for you. It works against you. And you just got to know your spots. You're pitching in the middle of a really tight pennant race here, and he let his emotions get the best of him. He was jawing at the home plate umpire, for those of you who were not watching the game, as he was running toward home plate to back up Wilson Contreras on a ball that was in play, and he was jawing at the home plate umpire. He deserved to get thrown out. Contreras was not happy about a pitch that was an obvious strike that was called a ball. He let his emotions get the best of him. Okay, fine. Get thrown out of the game. Don't throw the mask down on the ground where it can. You don't know where it's going to bounce. And unfortunately, it took a bad bounce and it hit the umpire. He didn't throw it at the umpire. He didn't hit him with the mask, but contact was made, and that's where Major League Baseball is going to be taking a look at this. But, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. But it looks right now like the Cubs are going to be able to put a game between themselves and the Cardinals, and then it's all eyes on Milwaukee and Miller Park tonight, where the Brewers are, the Marlins are hosting the Brewers at Miller Park. If you can make heads or tails out of that, good luck. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa football program announced this morning that former Iowa linebacker Fred Barr will serve as honorary captain for the Hawkeyes game against North Texas tomorrow. Barr played as freshman in 1999 as a senior helped Iowa win a share of the 2002 Big Ten title. Lisa Bluter released a statement today announcing that freshman Janiyah Houston will be stepping away from the team for an unspecified amount of time to address personal and health issues. She will remain at the school. In case you were planning on going, the Iowa women's soccer team was supposed to be having its Big Ten opener with Nebraska tonight in Iowa City, but that game has been postponed due to multiple Nebraska players falling ill this week. Zach Johnson fell a bit behind the curve today at the BMW Championship. After round two, he sits at 4 under par, 10 strokes behind leader Mark Leishman. Tonight after the show, it's a Friday, and that means high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call for Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Kingston Stadium. That'll be on 1600 AM as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have Alex Kuhn in Iowa City for the battle for the boot between Iowa City West and Iowa City High. You'll hear that one on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. When it's all said and done, keep it here on KGYM to catch up with scores from around the state on the Scoreboard Show on all three frequencies. Iowa's facing off with North Texas tomorrow in Iowa City. Tune into the North and South gyms at 12:30 before the boom and hear the entire KGYM crew breaking down the matchup.
Past the Iowa buses on the way to pick up the team on my way here to Coach's Corner today, and it has been a long time since Iowa has announced an honorary captain that actually got me excited the way that I was this morning when I saw that Fred Barr was named the honorary captain for tomorrow's game against North Texas. Fred Barr was the last of his kind under Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, the last Iowa football player that actually truly spoke his mind to members of the media. The guy was a quote machine, and everybody who covered those teams from 1999 to 2002 absolutely loved Fred Barr, because you knew that the minute he opened his mouth, whatever was going to come out of it was going to be interesting and insightful. I love that guy to death. I wondered what he was up to, and I'm looking forward to being able to see him and catch up with him tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium.
So I'm guessing he was recruited and was a carryover of Hayden Fry's?
Well, he was a true friend, so Ferentz had to close the deal on him. But, yeah, he was played as a true freshman Ferentz's first year. But it was shortly after Fred Barr. Hey, he said, basically, and, you know, for those of you who are too young to remember Fred Barr, and I feel really old right now, older than earlier this week when I got my hair cut and saw all those gray hairs, Fred Barr said he hated Iowa State. You don't see anybody saying anything close to that in the media
nowadays. No, you do not.
And that was basically, it was gold covering the Fred Barr era at Iowa. That's something to look forward to for Hawkeye fans tomorrow. Here's something else for you to look forward to. You don't necessarily have to be a Hawkeye fan to enjoy Love It or Leave It. We'll have it coming up for you next here at Coach's Corner. How about we give away that $30 gift card to La Cantina, though? 319-366-1600, caller number 6. You're going to take home that $30 gift card, good for at any of the 3 La Cantina locations. We'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Jacoby Brissett is likely to start at quarterback for the Colts on Sunday against the Cardinals. Brissett took over in the fourth quarter for starter Scott Tolzien in the opener. The Bengals fire offensive coordinator Ken Zampezi today, replacing him with quarterbacks coach Bill Lazor. The Bengals have 9 points and no touchdowns after 2 games. Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier tells ESPN's Jeremy Fowler he got a $25,000 fine for a hit on the sliding Deshaun Kizer of the Browns on Sunday. Baseball today at Wrigley Field, the Cubs win their 4th in a row, beating the Cardinals 8-2. Chris Bryant with a homer he drives into. It's now been more than 3 weeks since the Indians lost a game. They've won 22 straight, the second longest streak in baseball history. 4 wins behind the 1916 New York Giants. The Indians try for 23 tonight against the Royals in Cleveland. College football tonight on ESPN at 7 Eastern. Number 22, South Florida in Tampa, hosting Illinois.
SportsCenter is brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, hurry in for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sports coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I love going to football games. I'm Randy Moss, but I hate tracking down tickets.
That's why your man Charles Woodson has got you covered.
Nobody can cover me, Charles.
I meant I can get us tickets easily with Vivid Seats. Millions of tickets, all guaranteed.
Guaranteed, like Randy Moss finding the end zone.
If the end zone is where you want to sit, those are the tickets we'll get. Now, how do you want to pay me?
Charles, you already know. Straight cash, homie. Find your seats at Vivid Seats.
See guarantee terms at Vivid Seats.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I gave one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4, made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
It's Friday. Welcome back to the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Great show for you today. Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to join us in about 30 minutes. We'll talk about the surging Minnesota Twins doing all of this without Miguel Sano in the lineup, and he may or may not be back for the Twins if they make the postseason. Byron Buxton walking it off last night, finally hitting his stride. And the Twins are doing what they're doing right now in the American League with a bunch of pitchers who were not even on the 40-man roster at the beginning of the season. This is absolutely fun and enjoyable baseball to watch if you are a fan of America's pastime. It was fun to watch the Cubs beat the Cardinals at Wrigley Field earlier today, too, but only if you are a Cubs fan. Jack Dom will join us at 5:30. We'll touch a little bit on that Cubs-Cardinals rivalry, and then the big hour tonight, Andy Brodel, former Iowa wide receiver, will join Rob Howe and myself here at the Coach's Corner. Stop on in. Again, the address, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City. We're getting you ready for Iowa and North Texas tomorrow. And most of the KGYM gang is going to be back here after the game for After the Final Gun, our post-game show. The minute that the game is over, win or lose, we'll be on the air with a call-in show. Remember, the same number, 319-366-1600. You can call and text your thoughts on the Hawkeyes and the Mean Green tomorrow immediately after the game. We also have Before the Boom, our 60-minute pregame show. That comes on at 12:30 tomorrow on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. And don't forget, you can also catch us on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. That's also the home of the Cyclones. We'll have John Walters' call of Iowa State at Akron tomorrow for you right here on KGYM. It is Friday, and since we have such a packed show, we've got to get to something that we like to call...
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Alex, Penn State week.
Last Friday, I sat here on this stage at Coach's Corner Sports Pub and was pretty lukewarm. In fact, pretty cold, I should say, on North Texas week. And luckily, throughout the week, there were different storylines around the Iowa football program. We were able to rehash what we saw on Saturday from Iowa State, and this week went pretty well. But this entire time, I was looking ahead to a matchup that will take place under the lights at Kinnick Stadium, 6:30 p.m. next Saturday, the 24th. Iowa will take on Penn State, who I think is the best team right now in the Big Ten. Trace McSorley and Saquon Barkley are two Heisman candidates. I think Saquon Barkley could be a top five pick in the NFL draft. He would be one of the better running backs in the NFL right now. He is that kind of talent. Mike Gesicki is going to be a first-round NFL draft pick for the tight end for Penn State, and it's going to be a huge test for this Iowa football team to find out just how good this 2017 team is. Can be. So next week is, out of all of the weeks this year, I think it's going to be the most fun because of the quality of play that we're going to see in Kinnick Stadium next Saturday. I love this, and I can't wait to dive in on Penn State week next week.
Number two.
Todd, feeling hot, hot, hot.
That is what everybody at Kinnick Stadium is going to be feeling tomorrow. The forecast is not showing any mercy at this point. And usually about 2 in the afternoon, the hottest portion of the day, 2:30 kickoff for Iowa and North Texas. And remember, if you are heading to the game tomorrow, make sure that you are properly hydrating. Not just hydrating the way that you normally would at your tailgate, But make sure that you're mixing in some water as well. We want everybody to be safe and have a good time tomorrow. Plenty of tickets, by the way, still remain for that game. I don't think that they're going to sell out, especially with the weather working against them tomorrow, because it's a lot easier to stay at home or go to a place like Coach's Corner and watch the game in the air conditioning and on HD TVs. But the crowd tomorrow, it's a gold day, right? Everybody's supposed to wear gold at Kinnick Stadium. I have a feeling the crowd that will be there will be loud and supportive of the Hawkeyes, but the weather should be a factor for both teams tomorrow. But we talked with Brett Vito earlier yesterday from the Denton Record Chronicle. He says, look, North Texas doesn't have an indoor practice facility. They've been practicing in the heat of North Texas since August. They're not going to be affected by this tomorrow. Hawkeyes and the training staff in Iowa City hopefully have those guys hydrated and ready to go tomorrow, but we could see a little bit of cramping and some other issues related to the heat tomorrow. Hopefully everybody makes it out of the game safe, though.
Number three.
Iowa State's season hangs in the balance in Akron.
This is 100% true. I love this. I've spent a lot of the offseason talking about how improved Iowa State is, and I think it's very obvious how improved they are. But the way that week two unfolded, with Iowa coming back from a 10-point deficit late in that game against Iowa State, and the heartbreak of losing for Iowa State, of losing that game against their rivals on their home field after the four losses they had in 2016 by one possession or less, eventually it starts to wear on a team's psyche. And you look at the schedule and you say, okay, well, they have to play Akron, who's not a very good MAC team. That's the problem. They have to go on the road to play a MAC opponent at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And for a team who's kind of still licking their wounds after last week, this is not going to be an easy test, which I think Vegas odds makers have made very clear. The Cyclones, who are a much superior team than Akron, are only 9.5-point favorites against the Zips. So if Iowa State comes out and loses this game tomorrow, they can kiss whatever bowl aspirations they had goodbye. If they win, they have a meeting with Texas that becomes that much more important for trying to get to that 6-win mark. So this team, after a heartbreaking, and I mean heartbreaking loss last Saturday, has to rebound, taking on a MAC team in front of about 10,000 fans tomorrow in Akron, Ohio, and not be sleepwalking because of a 6 or 7 a.m. wake-up call, which is easier said than done. So I absolutely love the fact, and I believe in the fact, that Iowa State's season is hanging in the balance with this game tomorrow morning and afternoon against the Akron Zips.
Number four.
No more back and black Fridays.
There's a reason Iowa State's taken the band with it to Akron so that they can fill a few more seats in that stadium, by the way. No more back and black Fridays. We found out on Tuesday that in 2020 the Hawkeyes are going to be ending the season against Wisconsin and not Nebraska. The Huskers will wind up closing up shop with P.J. Fleck and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. That's assuming that they're still rowing the boats in the Twin Cities in 2020. I love this. I could not love this anymore. It has nothing to do with Black Friday. It just has to do with the matchup here. I think the opportunity for Iowa to end the season against Wisconsin, which is more of a natural rival, is something that you just can't pass up. And whether you play that game on a Friday or a Saturday, and 99.9% chance is that that will be played on Saturday, I think that is a tremendous day of college football for those of us who grew up loving and watching Big Ten football. To have Iowa and Wisconsin as the most likely lead-in to the Ohio State-Michigan game on a yearly basis, at least for a two-year window, I absolutely love that. And Iowa-Nebraska never lived up to the billing. Let's cross our fingers and hope Iowa and Wisconsin does.
Number five.
Andy Dalton's days in Cincinnati are numbered.
I don't like this. but for the sake of this argument, it's true. I love this. Andy Dalton last night in week one through 2 weeks has been absolutely the reason why the Cincinnati Bengals sit here at 0-2. And I know the offensive line isn't great in Cincinnati, but how many good quarterbacks make bad offensive lines look good, especially with the number of weapons that the Bengals have, not only in the passing game with A.J. Green and Brandon LaFell and Tyler Eifert, but in the running game too. They have three good running backs, and they have not scored an offensive touchdown, or a touchdown for that matter, through two games. It's inexcusable. And I have been a big defender of Andy Dalton through in the past. But the Cincinnati Bengals, during Dalton's time, rely almost 100% on his ability to distribute the ball, which he can do, or which he has shown the ability to do at times. But when he doesn't have that ability, there he has these blow-up games where he can't find a receiver open 5 yards down the field. He can't hit pretty much make any of the throws, and the offense completely suffers because of that. And through 2 weeks, Andy Dalton has had two of those games. He's completing 53% of his passes, has zero touchdown passes, four interceptions, a quarterback rating of 44.7. This is not the type of production that Marvin Lewis and that front office are going to want from their quarterback in the prime of A.J. Green's career, in the prime of Jeremy Hill's career, in the prime of Giovanni Bernard and Joe Mixon's career. At some point, enough is enough. And at the end of this season, Andy Dalton has an out where the Bengals could release him and only take a $2.4 million cap hit. I think this is his last year unless he goes on a miraculous run and shows that he can be consistently the quarterback that he shows he can be at times. So I love this. I think that his days are numbered in Cincinnati.
Number six.
Knowing your situation, Todd.
Know your situation. Pick your spots. I'm talking to you, Wilson Contreras and John Lackey, even though I know chances are you, like the majority of Eastern Iowa, probably not listening right now. You can't do what you did today, and that is get thrown out of that Cubs-Cardinals game. It all wound up working out in the end. Cubs beat the Cardinals 8-2, which, by the way, tip of the cap to anybody who had the over in that Cubs-Cardinals game today, because Vegas had it set at 9 runs. So you squeaked by, courtesy of the Cubs. But you are in a tight pennant race with a team that's breathing down your neck. Every inning, every win matters at this point. And for John Lackey and Wilson Contreras to get thrown out of that game today and to put Joe Maddon and their teammates in the predicament that they did, you've got to know your spots. Now, for those of you who were not watching the game, Lackey was upset that a pitch that should have been strike three to Carlos Martinez was called a ball. On the very next pitch, Martinez laced it into right center field, and all hell broke loose at that point. Lackey gets thrown out. Contreras gets thrown out. He throws his mask on the ground, and it winds up making contact with the home plate umpire. You can get thrown out of a game. That's fine. But you've got to pick your spot. And John Lackey, we all know, if we've watched him with the Angels and the Red Sox, the Cardinals and the Cubs throughout his career, the guy cannot keep his emotions in check. It's just who he is. You either love him if he's on your team, or you hate him if he's not. And sometimes you hate him when he is on your team.
Do you ever leave him?
I'd like to. We will leave him at the end of this year. But he's a veteran, and a veteran needs to know better than that today. Wilson Contreras, I'll give a little bit more leash to, but they need his bat. They can't afford the possibility of having him suspended and missing time. And unfortunately, I do think he's going to get suspended for a game or two because his equipment did make contact with an umpire, which is absolutely verboten. And we'll see what Joe Torre has to say about that.
Number seven.
The Louisville Lamar Jacksons are going to have trouble against Clemson. Now, they're more than one player. Come on, Alex.
No, they're one player. I mean, look at the statistics this year. Lamar Jackson has accounted for 1,010 of Louisville's 1,232 total offensive yards this season. 8 of the 9 touchdowns that the Louisville Cardinals have scored this season Lamar Jackson has accounted for. Lamar Jackson is one of the more electric players in college football that we have seen in a long time. He is a phenomenal talent and a phenomenal football player, but he's going to be going up against a Clemson defense that gave up 117 total yards to the Auburn Tigers last week in a 14-6 victory. And they are going to be keying on him, having two spies watching him at all times, realizing that Louisville doesn't have a really good running back. They don't have very good receivers. They have one player, leader in passing yards, leader in rushing yards. Once again, 1,010 of the 1,232 total yards that Louisville has run up this season, Lamar Jackson is accounted for. So I look at this game tomorrow at Papa John's Stadium in Louisville as a game that Clemson should win and win pretty handily. The offensive line at Louisville was a huge issue last year. It hasn't gotten much better this year. And I think that Clemson is legitimately a playoff contender once again. In fact, 2 weeks ago I said they're on the fast track for a college football playoff appearance for the third consecutive year. So I love the fact that the Louisville Lamar Jacksons are going to have trouble against the Clemson Tigers.
Number 8.
Win, Twins.
That is exactly what the Twins are doing right now. They walked it off last night with Byron Buxton doing the heavy lifting. And this is fun to watch. We'll talk a little bit more with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, so we won't go too in-depth on this particular bullet point other than to say that we've got you covered on 107.5 FM the remainder of the regular season as the Twins look to grab that second and final American League wild card spot, or who knows, improve their position for the home field advantage there. But the way the things are playing out in the AL East, that may be easier said than done.
Number 9.
It's okay to say that USC is back. Alex, they're a 17-point favorite over Texas this weekend.
And like I said, name your score, pick USC. 42-24, they out-Stanforded Stanford last week. They've won 11 consecutive games. They have a possible number one overall pick at quarterback in Sam Darnold. They have a possible top 10 pick at running back in Ronald Jones that nobody wants to talk about, but I guess they haven't seen him because he plays on the West Coast after everybody goes to sleep. But this USC team is back, and it's sad that on a day where two programs are coming together, two blue blood programs in college football are coming together to play a rematch of one of the greatest national championship games of all time, that being the 2007 national championship game between Vince Young and Texas and Matt Leinart and USC. One program is back through hard times, and one program seems to be at a low that we, at least in the last 20 years, that we have seen the Texas Longhorns. Three coaches in the past decade, and none of them have been able to fend off some of the programs in that area from not only competing with Texas on the recruiting trail, but surpassing Texas on the recruiting trail. Oklahoma, TCU, Baylor, all of those programs at times have taken turns overtaking the Texas Longhorns. And I think it's good for college football when Texas has a good team. Sorry, BJ and Marion, right now they just don't. And I think Tom Herman has a chance to turn things around, but he's not a miracle worker. So I love the fact that you can say, it's okay to say USC is back, because USC, I think, is going to be in the college football playoff this year. It's just sad that we're not going to see a football program in Texas that is fully back or even close to fully back.
Number 10.
All right, Todd, the battle for the boot.
Battle for the boot is coming up tonight on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. And you can hear why the guy sitting next to me on the call, the Trojans and the Little Hawks. This is one of my favorite high school football games to cover in the area when I used to string for the Press Citizen. It has a great feel to it. The rivalry is fantastic, and it doesn't matter who the better team is. You know that you're in for a great night of football. Very much looking forward to catching a little bit of that broadcast on my drive back north tonight. Our other game, Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Jefferson from Kingston Stadium. That's on 107.5 FM and 1600 AM Scott Unash will have the call there as well. Love It or Leave It ran a little long, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, over 40 locations for your banking needs across the corridor.
The Iowa football program announced this morning that former Iowa linebacker Fred Barr will serve as honorary captain for the Hawkeye game against North Texas tomorrow. Barr played as a freshman in 1999 and as a senior helped Iowa win a share of the 2002 Big Ten title. Lisa Bluter released a statement today announcing that freshman Janiyah Houston will be stepping away from the team for an unspecified amount of time to address personal and health issues. She will remain at the school. In case you were planning on going, the Iowa women's soccer team was supposed to be having its Big Ten opener with Nebraska tonight in Iowa City, but that game has been postponed due to multiple Nebraska players falling ill this week. Zach Johnson fell a bit behind the curve today at the BMW Championship. After round two, he sits at 4 under par, 10 strokes behind leader Mark Leishman. A little Rough Rider news today. They hired Mike Rotolo as an assistant coach. He played for the Rough Riders in 2012 to 2013. Tonight after the show, it's a Friday, and that means high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call for Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Kingston Stadium. That'll be on 1600 AM as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have Alex Kuhn in Iowa City for the battle for the boot between Iowa City West and Iowa City High. That's on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Iowa's facing off with North Texas tomorrow in Iowa City. Tune into the North and South Gyms at 1230 for Before the Boom and hear the entire KGYM crew breaking down the matchup.
How about that? A little hockey news on the big board there. Before you know it, the Rough Riders are going to be in action. Camps are open for NHL teams. And
prospect camps, I think, are going on as well.
It's that time of year. And before you know it, we'll have some Rough Rider news to talk about on a semi-regular basis. We've got baseball news to talk about, though. In particular, the team that you can hear most nights on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, the Minnesota Twins. In the hunt for an American League wild card. As a matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say they're in the driver's seat in the wild card race for one of the two spots. Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune will join us next. Don't forget Jack Dom on the program tonight, as well as Andy Brodell, the former Iowa wide receiver. Hour number one in the books. Don't go anywhere. More on the way after this.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting as many as you need for $0 a month from Sprint. That's right. Get the best-selling Motorola phone from Sprint for $0 a month for all with Sprint Flex. Plus, with Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/freephones, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Sprint. Works for me. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, 18-month leases, and new line.